Okay, so you've done a lot in your career, like TV, movies, even the MMA thing. What is it out there that you want to do that you say to yourself, "You know what? That sounds interesting. Let me get involved in that."
Well, I love fighting, and actually, I love acting. Acting is like my A priority. I think different than all other actors, to be honest with you, because I want to build a really good, strong fan base. My fans now, I have three generations. I have little kids from Dino Thunder, then I have the older kids from the age of 20 to 35, and then I have their moms that used to watch the show. So I kind of have three generations, which I can't handle another one. I'll be really too old. But, I want to build a good, strong fan base and then do some independent films, the films I want to do. I don't want to get into jobs that most actors have to do to get paid. And, I want to be picky on what I do. And I just think that, God has a plan and he's taking care of everything. And, we'll see what happens. But this year has been a great year for touring around and meeting the fans. I've been completely swamped and overwhelmed with New York with a lot of great, happy fans. And looking forward to doing more conventions and Wizard World, of course. And I just want to build a good, strong fan base. We've got about 85,000 fans on Facebook, which is great. I want the good support, so when I do independent films, I get the support from them. So I love acting and love MMA. So that's kind of what I want out of it.
What roles do you think that you could play that you don't think you've been offered yet? Like, what roles do you see yourself playing?
Well, I love roles from being a police officer to a villain. I just think that, being evil is easy for me. I've done that in the Green Ranger series. And, maybe officers, police officers, undercover cops and stuff like that. And, I can do, do anything from a prison movie to being a police officer, to be honest with you. It just depends on the script and, how that's going and stuff.
Looking back, do you think your time with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, do you think that was a positive thing, or do you feel like you've moved on and people still think about it way too much than they should?
And like I said, I don't think most actors don't even embrace it. I have, like I said, 85,000 fans, probably more fans than any A actors out there, because I take care of it. I do embrace the fact that they thought I was a superhero. They love it. They look up to me. Not a lot of stars that are doing that. I don't feel stereotyped. I'm completely different. I'm an MMA fighter. I got tattoos. Just my personality alone, I think, is embracing the show and embracing the fans. That's what they love about it. That's why I have 85,000 fans. I spend time posting 2 hours a night. I know my fans. I see them at shows. And, in fact, I was told that if I do go to New York, I'm not going to have any fans there. And I had the longest line out of almost anybody, which was amazing because of promoting, embracing, and just getting a chance to meet people. I don't think I've had an unhappy fan yet. So I don't think that there's nothing negative, about that. I mean,
absolutely.
The show was the biggest kid show in the world. Now all the kids have grown up, which any film I do from the ages of 20 to the ages of 40, to be honest with you, are going to know my face. And I'm building the brand of more JDF than Tommy the Ranger. Fans are chanting JDF through MMA and everything else, which... it's rare. Mostly they shout your character's name, but they're shouting my name, Jason David Frank, JDF. I'm known around, the conventions and fan base and, starting my own clothing line. I mean, there's just a lot of things that I'm doing to build me up first, when a producer looks and says, hey, instead of getting, Joe Blow to play this co-star role, let's get Jason David Frank to play it. And I think the fans are going to embrace it and they'll be excited that I'm back on the big screen and they'll feel a part of it. They'll feel, the fans are a part of your career, and they are a part of your success. And like I said, I look at big stars on Facebook, and they have representatives posting, and, they have all this other stuff, which I'm posting. And, like I said, I got the biggest fan base, on Facebook versus anyone just because I am embracing it and talking to the fans. So I don't think you could tell people to never grow up or never get out of it. To grow up with the superhero and actually meet him and say, hey, there's a guy that I look up to. He's in shape. He don't drink. He is a true superhero. I try to walk the walk. I continuously train in martial arts, keep my body in shape, eat healthy, and, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. So I think that's important. There's a lot of people I've met that just ruin and shatter the image of what I thought they were. So I don't think there's anything negative or anything I regret from doing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about your own signature blend of American karate, Tosho Kundo? How did that all come about?
I started Tosho Kundo, my own organization, to stay away from the politics as far as testing fees and organization fees and the politics side of martial arts. Every company and everything has politics sides, including cons, including radio, television. There's always a political side. So I started my own brand, which, you know, is a blend style. It's kind of like what MMA used to be, but I did that in 1994. Of course, it never got recognized until I was a little bit older by Black Belt Magazine and people around the world. It's just a freestyle of martial arts, learning the best style from, you know, learning the best from each style, kind of like a shake. You know, you got all the great, you know, strawberries and this and that. You mix it together and it makes a unique shake. So I just stay away from politics and testing fees. I don't charge any testing fees at my school. The black belt test is 12-hour long. Everybody's on the board, and you know, I spend time with people because I think a black belt means that you're a professional. Most people say an expert, but I disagree. It means you're a professional. You should be able to teach. You should know self-defense and not get beat up on the street instead of sending them out in the self, you know, like a false security. Mm-hmm. After 18 months of training, my school takes 6 to 7 years of training. There's no rush for it. And a black belt's not what you wear around your waist. It's what's in your heart and how you act, but also to protect yourself on the streets.
How did you feel for that first amateur MMA fight? You know, you won, obviously. So when it was all over, did you feel kind of like validation? Like, you know what, I'm more than, you know, what everyone sees me as? Like, what the stereotypical person sees you as? How did that feel? It got worse?
It got worse. Yeah, all the guys want to fight, and it was this, and you almost got knocked out, and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of politics in MMA. It was very frustrating, my first fight. It was the worst performance because I had a set up HD net. I was doing behind the scenes. I was signing autographs. I was coming out, walking out to fight, and I had people asking for autographs, and I was, I never say no, so I'm like, ah, can I just get through this fight? I'm going in a cage here. Let me sign it real quick. And it was just, you know, the place was overwhelmed with lines of people around the building. I was the main event. I didn't rest like I should. I didn't have the mental, you know, I wasn't prepared mentally like I should. At the same time, it just made things worse. You know, everybody, you know, let's beat this guy up. I want to get in to, you know, I want to fight this guy. So they say, you know, ridiculous things. And, you know, so I just look at it as it is what it is. And of course I got respect here, but the more respect I got was going to camps privately, not filmed, unannounced, and getting respect from every camp around here, Silverback and everybody, because I have my own school, and anybody that wants to come train or spar, come to my school in a nice, friendly way. I'll be happy to introduce them to what my style is, and it wasn't about validation at all. It was about what I wanted to do, and I was very happy to fight, but then there's so much politics involved into it again that I tried to stay away from politics, like Hollywood and, you know, you are what you are when you're making it, and then you're not. No one's calling you. It's just that type of thing, and I try to be real. That's why I think fans love me, is because I'm real like them. I don't like fake people. I don't like politics. I don't walk around like I'm better than everyone else, and I never say, you know who I am? I don't want to wait in line, and this. And I never said that, and I refuse to. I come from a very humble home. I come from a family with no money. I grew up on 5 acres in a trailer. You know, I appreciate what I have now, but I also want to tell people that they can do anything they want to do by putting their mind to it. So as far as how I felt, validated, it was what it was, you know. So it is good, though. I have a lot of MMA fans that embrace it.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your role in your last film, The One Warrior? What was it like to, you know, be a part of that?
Well, The One Warrior was a pretty cool film. I worked with James Russo and Dominic Keating, and we filmed it quick. You know, it was a union film. We filmed very quick, and, you know, I got my lines down. I learned camera shots. I learned so much from Saban Entertainment working on Power Rangers that it's just very professional. We get shots done, and it was good. You know, I had fight scenes and stuff, so it felt different being a different character.
What do you think your dedicated fans can expect from you the next couple of years? Like, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years?
I see myself doing films or a TV show, something that I want to do. I really feel it's going to be a matter of time before one of these fans grow up and they're in an executive position. Like, a lot of producers now are in that executive position that love Power, know who I am, that want to get me involved in film. So I'm going to continue, you know, reaching out to the fans, and doing what I have to do. But where do I see myself? I have a chain of martial arts goals. I'm financially set. You know, it's not that I do these conventions for money. I do them for the fans. It's not about money. A lot of conventions, when you go, it's like, oh, time is money. No, it's not. Time is fans. I don't want unhappy fans. And it's not about just pumping them through like a mill. Next. Like I see a lot of celebrities out there do. They've done this for so long. They don't get just next. I really want to take that time with them and give them that experience, even if it's for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. But I see myself a couple of years from now doing some good projects, blowing up, and just keep it rolling and having my fans embrace it and me continuously know where I'm from and who made me. And that's kind of what it is.